Hello, everyone, and welcome to Coffee Conversations with Adele. I'm your host, Adele Tevlin, and I am so thrilled to be bringing to you this new season, this new ideation of my podcast. In each podcast episode, I am going to be featuring a guest, a friend, a colleague in the space, a thought leader, someone who I would be having coffee with, and you can be getting the behind the scenes of what it's really like to sit down and have a real conversation with me and some of these amazing human beings. The purpose of this podcast is for you to deeply connect with me and the people in my life that I care deeply about, for you to get to know something about me that you don't already know, and for you to gain a new perspective. Every podcast guest that I feature will push the boundaries and bring in a new perspective, which allows you to tap into a new point of view. So I can't wait to dive into today's episode.
So, thought of the day is have faith in love, not fear. Have faith in love, not fear. So what does this mean? The idea of, let's deconstruct a couple things. One is faith and love and fear. So you've heard me say many times, God is good all the time. God is good all the time. This is like a mantra that I would say, actually, it's a code rather than a mantra. It's a code that I received from Proctor. And when I say a code, it's like when you work with people or mentors, or you're in someone's calibrated energy or frequency, you receive the codes. And one of the codes that I received is this idea of God is good all the time. And it doesn't mean that amazing things happen to you all the time. See, that's your conscious mind thinking that if God is good all the time, that means only amazing things are going to happen to me. But from a universal, so this needs to be an awareness check. God is good all the time does not mean everything in your life is going to be roses and unicorns. You do not live in Never Never Land. You live in the real world. God is good all the time means everything is happening for my highest and best good in every moment. So that's a different conversation altogether. See, how do I say this? When we don't have the maturity, emotional maturity, right? We think that everything should be happening. If God is good, then everything should be good. And we would start going into conversations like, what about children that die? And what about this? And you know, we go into these conversations that we could never find an answer for, right? Like nobody knows. But the idea of God is good all the time is that from a universal perspective, from a God source, universal law perspective, everything in the universe is moving towards more life and higher good for all. Now, if we only look at snapshots in time, we would say, yeah, but this, and how about that? And what about this? And why would you do that? Because you would need to prove some of your own theories right. We've talked about that, right? But if you take yourself out and not need to be right, right? Which is hard for some of you, that those shall remain nameless. Those shall remain nameless. You need to be right. So you're like, yeah, but, and what if, and how about, and this is, what about the war? Da, da, da. And you get to be right, which is fantastic, but you'd miss the truth, which is that God is good all the time. So you're going through bankruptcy. God is good all the time. What is this? How is this bringing me closer to my highest and best good? You lose someone you love. How is this moving me closer to my highest and best good? You go through a health scare. How is this moving me closer to my highest and best good? See, not why is this happening to me? How is this serving me? See, this keeps you in the truth. Yes? Make sense? Okay. So when I say have faith in love, not fear, I don't just mean love like romantic love. See, that's another immature concept, romantic love. Every time you hear love, you think about your partner. Yeah, you think about your relationship. But how often do you hear love and you think about frequency of the universe? Seldomly, yeah? So the idea is when I say have faith in love, I'm actually not even talking about romantic love. I'm talking about love as a frequency. Love as a frequency in the universe is the highest frequency. What does that mean? Love is measured on a scale of frequency. We've talked about the scale of consciousness with Dr. Hawkins last year. For those of you that have been in my work for a while, we talked about how love resonates at the highest frequency in the universe, meaning that the vibration of love, which is then measured in something called hertz, is like 3,500 hertz. And the vibration of fear is like 35 hertz. So you're talking about 3,500 hertz, right? Is the frequency of love. And then the frequency of fear is 35 hertz. And then the frequency of guilt and shame is even below that. And then the frequency of acceptance is somewhere in the middle. So there's all these emotions and they measure at a different frequency, but the frequency of love is the highest vibration. And the frequency of fear is one of the lower vibrations. So when you're in fear, what are you harmonizing to? Everything at a lower level. Yes? I'm going to say that again for the cheap seats. Okay. I don't think there are any cheap seats here, but just in case there are, when you're harmonized to fear, you're literally, it's like you're literally just harmonized to anything at that frequency, including other people's thoughts and emotions and guilt and shame, including all the fear that you feel in the world, including blah, blah, blah. Your frequency of fear is when you're in fear, you're harmonized, you're calibrated, you're all the same. It's a synonym for the same thing. You're magnetized, harmonized, and in vibrational frequency with more fear. And then we wonder why we can't solve problems from a place of fear. That's like saying 2 + 2 should equal 5, but in no uncertain terms, it never will. Right? So then you're like, why am I having trouble in my business? What's the frequency you're calibrated to? Fear. Not enough, right? Where, like, so this is the thing. So then I talk about you have to have faith in love. What does that mean? And again, it's not romantic love, although that's great too. I'm talking about that love is a frequency. Love is the frequency of the universe. Love is the frequency of if God, however of your understanding, exists, right? That energy is at the frequency of love. So when we harmonize to being in love with what? Ourselves, our lives, the way that they are, not the way that we think they should be. We become a vibrational match for more things at a frequency of love. Raise your hand if this is making sense. Okay, so one of the things that Proctor used to say, which was very interesting, was he would say to a group of people like that he didn't really know. And some of you have heard me share this before. Sorry, sometimes you hear me say the same story, but anyway, each time I hope you hear something different from the same story. I'm like my mother or my father who tells the same story 17 times, like, I already heard that story. He's like, hear it again. So the story is, he would ask people, are you in love? And people would get very like, what does that even mean? Am I like, am I in love with my husband or am I in love with this? Or you just say, are you in love, right? Are you in love with your life? And the truth is, unfortunately, most people are not in love with their lives, right? They're in love with a fraction of things, or they're in love as long as things are going as planned, or they're in love as long as it's the fairy tale, you know, Cinderella story, but they're not in love the minute that things feel rough. They're not in love the minute things aren't going as planned. And one of the things that he had people see when he asked the question, are you in love, is that love is a frequency. Love is a choice. Love is a decision. Love is not something that happens to you. Love is something you decide to be. I'll say that again. Love is not something that happens to you. It's something you decide to be. It is a way of being. So you remember I've talked about the be first, be, do, then have, or it's the you're the cause. If I'm the cause, if I'm love, then I calibrate to more love. I harmonize to more love. Now, this is easier said than done, I understand. There are times in your life where you do not feel loving. You feel hateful, you feel vengeful, you feel resentful. This is the array of human emotions. It's okay, there's no judgment. But you need to understand that as long as you're vibrating at those frequencies, you're never going to harmonize to what you desire.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Coffee Conversations. It really means the world to me that you take time every week to listen to now a very thought-provoking conversation with me and some of my close friends and peers in the industry, a little bit of a behind the scenes, a dialogue of what it would be like to have coffee with me and some of my friends who are thought leaders in this space. And I just want you to know something, that you're so worthy of success and you can have whatever it is that you desire. I believe in you, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode.